listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Police are on the lookout for a man responsible for an aggravated home burglary in Albany. A woman found him in her Spencer Park kitchen before he threatened her with a knife from the drawer. The 25-year-old took off with an Xbox controller and the knife, described as having shaved sandy blonde hair with a very thin build. Constable Brad Wright says any information should go to Crime Stoppers.
Potentially this person may still be in the possession of the knife, hence why if anybody does cite this person or believe that they know where his whereabouts, we do ask them not to approach and to contact police immediately.
There are calls for more compensation from the mining and logging industries for damage they do to the roads. The Shire of Capel believes the amount they can charge extractive industries to cover road maintenance has not been updated in years. The issue will be raised with the WA Local Government Association. Teachers are set to get in front of the classroom sooner in an effort to tackle the state's teacher shortage. They'll be able to work part-time in year four of their degree, amongst a range of incentives to bring them into the industry. Education Minister Sue Ellery says the $9 million package includes $700 a week for regional STEM teachers.
There's a $5,000 attraction and retention payment for teachers in our special education centres. There's increasing the payments for final year teaching students specialising in secondary STEM subjects.
To local sport, this weekend in round 9 of Busselton Margaret River cricket, St Mary's are up against Vass at Bernard Turf, while the Margaret River Hawks are hoping for another win when they take on Yelling Up, and Dunsborough are hoping to redeem themselves when they take on Kawarumup. Games get underway on Saturday at 12:30. You won't want to miss it. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.